Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Next Level Blueprint Podcast with your host, Jovita.
And I'm Shanice.
So this is season two, episode two of It's a Setup. And this episode, we are going to talk about brand identity. So
who is you?
So we talked about last episode, we talked about your name. So make sure you research your name and make sure nobody else is using it or can sue you. Mm-hmm. And also make sure your name makes sense, is easy to remember, and try to be original. But not out there. Does that make sense?
So, like, be extra, but not too extra?
Yeah, take it back, baby.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Dial it back.
Okay. You can be extra within your brand, but as the name of your brand, keep it cute. That's all I'm saying. Only 44% of local retailers have claimed a Google My Business listing. You know how you're always on Google and they're like, is this your business? Are these hours correct? Get your business up to date. Don't be asking the customer if it's right or not. Or potential customer. You don't need to keep up with your Google. I might not go to your place of business. What else you not keeping up with?
Get them there, getting those directories.
What you would need to do is start your identity. In the last episode, Shanice talked about your EIN, which is like your social security number for your business. So you need to make sure that you have that. After you get EIN, I think we generally start with building credit. That's kind of where the mind goes.
Yeah.
When you start your business. So another identity that you would need would be your Duns & Bradstreet number, DNB. You would need that. That starts your credit profile. Once you have that, you will also need a business phone number, business address, and business email address. So when you are registering your business and with an LLC, you'll need to put a registered agent and an address. We would suggest you not to use your home address because that's public record. So if you don't want everybody knowing where you live, may not want to put your home address on there. You can get a virtual address. There are plenty of places online. They can cost from, I've seen like $6.99. That was a while ago. I'm sure that price is not there anymore. But maybe like $10 is probably about the minimum low. But they can get up there. So just research, and I would not say to use a P.O. box. So like UPS, FedEx, the post office. Don't use those because they will get rejected. You know what? These companies, boy, they getting on their sneaky sneak now. If you put a box number, they gonna reject you now. Don't do that. So what used to work last year, don't work this year.
Yes.
Or the end of last year.
And then also just even with you getting your virtual address, you still got to be careful because some of these companies, I went through one of these companies, they are basically they'll give you an address, so it'll have a suite number and all that, but really they're like these little, you know, those kind of small rinky-dink like mailing centers. So when a bank is trying to look you up, because when you sign up for a business account with the good banks, they're going to go and Google your, you know, your business, they're going to look at your website and they're going to look at your address and they're going to say, oh, well, this is kind of like a mailing center. So this is kind of considered still a P.O. box. Okay. So they're looking for a physical address, or you need to be in like one of those, what are those?
Like an office.
Yeah. Like an office space, like a co-working space is really good. Those never get rejected. So just so you
also
know,
actual, just make sure it's like in an office.
Yeah, an office building and not a mailing center. Okay.
If you don't know if it is, you can Google it. Just Google the address.
Yeah.
It's in front of a FedEx Kinko's. Do they still have those FedEx Kinko's? I don't know.
I don't know.
A regular FedEx. I don't know what they're called now, but whatever. Don't do it. Pick one that's an actual office building.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got your email or your business address, so you can do a virtual address, or if you have a brick and mortar, just use that. Your phone number. Phone numbers can also be tricky. Google numbers can get rejected. So you can use your personal number if that's what you're into. I probably wouldn't. Depends where you are, you can do your Google number, but you may just have to pay for a phone number. They can be pretty cheap, $5, something like that. Mm-hmm. You can get your address and your phone number from the same place, if that's what you're into. But make sure that you have a number that can receive messages, texts, things like that. If not, they'll tell you to put in a real phone number. But just to get by, like if you have a DBA, like we were talking on the last episode, a Google number should be fine because you don't really need that number for like credit or anything else. You can't use it for, you know, your business for anything else. What else do we have? Okay, so you have your business address, you got your business phone number, your business email address, like a business email address. Not Google or Gmail.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine to use, you know, you just setting it up. That's fine. But if you are putting your business email on like actual documentation or on something for somebody to contact you on, your business cards, all of that, that should be at whatever your domain name is. Info, contact, whatever you want to use.
Yeah.
And so once you have all of that going, you get your website. So your website, make sure, like Shanice was saying on the previous episode, you buy all of your domains, .coms, nets. If you don't want anybody else to use it, then you buy all the extensions. You get your domain, then you get your social media. Make sure you grab your social media pages because anybody can use it, and then you'll end up with a random name, Bougie Lips, over there.
Or you have to have a bunch of underscores in your name, right, just so you could have the same name, which doesn't make sense.
Right. Or putting the year 2022, right, and it's 2037. That ain't cute anymore. Right.
Or a one at the end.
Right. We're not doing it. So make sure you have, when you do your business name, make sure you have the social media names are available. Once you think of your business name, grab the social media name, grab your domains, grab all of that. And what else do we need to do?
Maybe we can talk a little bit. Well, I'll just put that out there. Your domains and all of, you know, your virtual address will probably be more of the bigger expense, but your domain are very cheap. They're like, you can get them as low as probably like $10.
Some of them are cheaper than that.
Yeah.
If you hunt for it, you can find a cheaper one. Yeah. And most of them have like coupon codes.
Yeah.
And they're always on sale for some reason. Ain't that weird how they always on sale?
Yeah, and then always when you come in, all of a sudden you got a deal coming up. Okay.
Right. It's always 25% too.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, so they're not expensive. So I know a lot of times we always say get this, get that, but we never talk about like the cost of it. Your domains are not
expensive. They're not expensive.
And they're not expensive to upkeep either. So
I have at least 7 at the moment. And when I think of another business name, then I'm going to go buy the domain and lock in the social media as well.
Yeah.
Just kind of what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Woo. Okay. So once you do all of that, now you need to get listed locally. So you do that through Google. 411. What is the 411 website? It's like list my 411 or something like that.
Yeah, I have to look it up just to make sure.
Yeah, we'll look it up in something like that. But you get on the 411 directory. There are other directories here in Houston. Like there's Black Book, Chamber of Commerce. There are plenty of Chamber of Commerce get listed with them, but you'd have to become a member to be listed. There are organizations. What is it called? Small business. They keep sending me an email. They trying to get me to come to their little expo. Let me see. What is it called? There are all kind of like little groups, local groups that have directories. And these are good places for you to do networking as well. So I would say go for it. What is this called? Small Business Expo. Is that the name of the directory? I don't know. But they have like a directory as well. So you can be listed there. Where else can you list?
I think the 411 was listyourself.net or something like that. Listyourself.net.
Yeah. So make sure that you can list your own businesses. You don't have to wait for anybody to, I don't know, recognize you or something. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that all your information is up to date and accurate.
To detail on what your business does to like kind of help them establish brand. Like, do you help them with anything with branding?
Not branding. Mostly what I do is, well, if you don't know what your business is, you're trying to figure out what you want to do, I can help you with identity, figuring out what your strengths are, what your passions are, like kind of help you narrow it down. And then from there, we can come up with a business idea. I'm very good at ideas. I can think of whatever pretty much on the spot. So I can help you out with kind of unlocking areas of your right side.
Of your right side.
I'm a right brainer.
That's good though. So sometimes that's what it is. Maybe you don't know what exactly it is you want to do, or you like to do something particularly, but you're like, oh, will this be a good business? Well, you can always see Jovita. She can kind of give you some ideas. Yeah. Or even if you have already an established business, but you're like, okay, how can I diversify myself a little bit? What can I add?
Yeah, how can you grow or move out of a place? I know a lot of people are kind of like stuck in a place.
Yeah.
I know a few people that have had the same business in the same exact place for like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And we don't do that. We got to move, right? Yeah. So we just work it out and figure out where you want to go and actually plan. I think a lot of people, a lot of people don't have a business plan, don't know. Like, you may have an idea of where you kind of want to be, but you don't know how to get there. Like, you're still at A, but you want to get to K, and you can't get them steps in between, them letters in between. They don't make no sense to you. So if you kind of like that, then we can help you get on a little plan.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you're like, man, I want to start a business. I don't know what it is, but I know I want to start one.
Right. And then it helps you also to kind of just become more unique when you are entering the industry. So let's just say you're a catering business or you cook. So everybody cook. But what are you
when everybody was a baker? Everybody was making cupcakes? Not everybody is a chef.
I was one of those. And I had a DBA. And that DBA is still sitting in the office. But I like to bake, but it just wasn't my ministry to bake for other people. Like, I bake for myself, you know? Yeah. But like, you know, if you were in a business, you know, you're cooking and you need to diversify yourself besides you just making plates on Saturdays or something, then you can start making your own sauces or making your own seasonings. Or, you know, there's
so much you can do.
Yeah, there's so much.
You can do a cookbook.
Ooh.
You can do
live. Make it an e-cookbook too.
You can do a, ooh, you know what you can do?
Look at us throwing ideas.
Do people do this? Do they do like digital cookbooks?
Yeah.
Where they're like teaching, like it's like a real like book, like you flip the page and then it's like a webinar, like a teaching.
Oh, I don't know about the webinar.
Do they do that? Somebody should do that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Y'all should do that.
Sometimes people can't read that well.
They can't follow instructions.
They're visual.
People don't know how to follow instructions.
Yeah, they're visual.
If you say you can't cook, it's because you can't follow instructions. That's all it is. You don't know how to follow instructions.
Yeah, but sometimes you just got to see it. I mean, that's, I think that's
people
everybody.
People learn in different ways. I know.
That's
I
a good that. Idea with the video.
Somebody should do that. Who's the chef? Who wants to do that?
Right, right.
Let me know. We can work it. That would be amazing.
That would be good.
But yeah, I like to think of like different approaches to a business. So like one of my business, it's a mobile billboard business. I was about to say, sure, I could have bought a billboard, but probably not because they're pretty regulated and folks own those. But if they were readily accessible, I could just buy a billboard, but that would be kind of boring to me. Mm-hmm. I'd rather do like what I'm doing, mobile billboards where I can move around and do different things. So that with a mobile billboard, you can like expand that business with just the regular, what you gonna do with it? Buy another one. There's like, you can't really scale that unless you go, like most of the big businesses are like doing like mobile or like phone, digital.
Yeah.
advertising, because they can't really do anything with their billboards. But with a mobile billboard, like a billboard truck is what I do. Then you have like a static truck, you can have an LED truck, you can have a glass truck, you can have like, it's all kinds of different trucks that I can add to my fleet and make it scale larger than regular boring billboards.
Just one little crusty billboard.
Ain't nobody want them old dusty billboards that you can't even see. Well, I was trying to read a billboard the other day, couldn't even see it. Had a truck, so mad because I couldn't see and I needed to see it.
Right.
It's something that I needed to see.
Yeah.
And I can't even Google it because I don't remember what the words were. So anyway, that's why you should get a mobile billboard. So if you're looking for advertising, call us at Mobile Billboards Houston. Get you on you.
Right. That's good though. So yeah, just having a unique, you know, approach to business. Business can be fun, you know. Make it fun so you'll enjoy it, you know. So
I love it. It's fun.
Yeah. But
it's,
you know,
disappointing, but it's really fun.
Right. I was just about to say, you know, it ain't easy. But
it ain't always, you know,
yay,
rainbows and unicorns. It's mostly thunderstorms and heartache. Yeah. However, when you get them winds, the winds be on it. So
yeah. Yep. So just making sure, you know, you establish yourself and, you know, make yourself, put yourself out there, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever going to know who you are until you actually put yourself out there. It's the same way when you're introducing yourself to somebody. They don't know who you are until you say what your name is, what you do. So it's very important that you do that also with your brand and that you fully understand what your brand does. Like if somebody says, well, what does your business do? Oh, well, we kind of just, you know,
build a business
and we make LLCs, but could I do this, you know?
Then
they're gonna be like, well, I gotta go too. I kind of dabble in everything. I'm a little bit of everything.
You ain't nothing.
Yeah, but it's just super important to make sure that you, you know, when you're getting everything set up, you get yourself out there. People, once you tell them sometimes, you know, you even when you meet a new boo or something, you kind of want to go and just see what they're about. So you go to their page, you go, you know, you go kind of just try to check them out, Google them, just to make sure they ain't no mugshots or nothing. So it's the same way. You just want to make sure.
Your business how you would treat somebody else's.
Exactly.
You would look them up. You would check reviews. You would do all this other stuff. So why do you think that somebody not going to look you up? Yep. Don't make your Facebook page your website. Don't do that. I understand if you can't. Well, I mean, I feel like
you can use free websites. Yeah. You can use Facebook as a tool, but always try to just get them to click the link to get to your real website, and don't depend on these social media, you know. Because just imagine, you know, that one time when Facebook, Instagram, all of that was nobody had access to you.
Oh, y'all was hot when y'all had that Facebook.
Right. Nobody had access to you. So, you know, just create multiple ways for them to be able to reach you. I'll say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This guy says that it took him 6 to 8 months to find a domain for his business name. So it might take him, that seems like a bit much.
Yeah.
But it may take you a while to find a name that has the domain name that you want. So like my company, Creative Collab, that domain name is $2,000+. So I had to add some extra to my name to to make it make sense, or, you know, whatever. But it's long. It should be not that long. I get it. I know, but, you know, it's what I went with, and it's not bad. Creative Collab Connection. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's long. That's all it means. It's just long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, try to make sure that you have a name that is not $2,000.
Really?
Oh my God. Make sure that you kind of look through and, you know, have something that makes sense and is not ridiculous. People have to remember how to get to you.
Yeah. Your name, you know, has to be something that they'll remember too. Like the shop. Nobody ain't going to remember the shop.com.
Ain't. You know? I don't remember a lot of things. You have to have like a catchy. But what is it? It had green in it. Like, I'll remember your colors. Right. I won't remember your name.
Right.
Unless it's
like I know a trademark lawyer, and instead of her putting like I think it's like the McGee Law Firm. Like, her website is like trademarkmystuff.com.
Exactly.
And so that's how I'm able to remember her and get back to her page.
Exactly.
So make it catchy. Or,
what's the wait, I don't think they have a website. They should though. That law firm got a website. I just got hit.
That's probably I just got hit.com, ain't it?
Is that what it is? See, I don't even know the name of the law firm. All I know is I just got hit. Ooh, girl.
.com, right?
I just got hit.
Yep.
But yeah, make sure it's something catchy, snappy that people will remember. Your logo and whatnot. How do you feel about logos? Do you get those right away, or what do you do?
For me, I'm more of like a minimalist type person. So I don't care for like pictures, logos, and stuff like that. So I'm more of like a tech space, but I do like to do it at the beginning.
Yeah.
For me.
I don't really focus on
logos. But again, it's tech space, so I can change it around later and just
I mean, I have one, but I don't really use it. I think I took it off of most of my stuff.
I've changed mine like 3 or 4 times. So
yeah,
I'm not in love.
I don't like my current one.
Yeah,
I don't like any of my logos, if you want me to be completely honest with you. Sweet Addiction, I kind of like. It was okay, but like, I don't like Creative Co's. I don't like the billboard.
change the brand colors. That's the other thing, y'all. When y'all have businesses, just, you know, if you don't like it, it's old, change it.
You can change it. It's fine.
Mine is like black and white now. It used to be like instead minty blue and tan. And no, I was like, you know what? Black and white is cute.
Yeah, most simplistic is probably better. Usually my colors, if you notice with my different, I usually keep the yellow. Mm-hmm. Usually travels with me.
Yellow's a good brand color, though.
Yeah, yellow is my jam. Well, this one for the podcast is kind of the orangey part of my yellow. Okay. But yellow is probably going to follow me through all of my companies. I'm going to keep the yellow.
Yeah.
Keep it. Yeah. And I think that is all. I don't know. We don't know what else to talk about, if you want to be honest with you. We're just like kind of rambling, trying to stretch this to 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be real. I'm going to keep this in here, too. I'm not cutting this out.
That's real.
I'm going to keep this in here. I don't feel like editing this. You know what? I'm not going to edit this. I'm going to put this whole episode up the way that it is.
Oh, my gosh.
This life, this how we do. This is what it is. It's 11:45. This is what you get at 11:45 at night. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, honestly, this is just how we, even when we're meeting and we're talking about what we're going to talk about, this is exactly how it's like. Mm-hmm. So,
Y'all keep up? Because we switch topics often.
Mm-hmm. We try to keep a, you know.
I try to have notes. I got them here. They sit next to me. I glance. That don't mean that I'm going to incorporate my glances into this. So, exactly. I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so that wraps up season 2, episode 2 in 2022. And we talked about your brand identity. Make sure you have a presence. Online presence is very important. Mm-hmm. You have your website. You have your, what is it? Your phone number, your email, your business address, so virtual address or brick and mortar. No PO boxes. Mm-hmm. Make sure you grab your social media, whichever platform you're going to use. If you're not sure, grab them all. Mm-hmm. Google is pretty easy to register your business name. 411 was what? List my 411?
Listyourself.net. Yes. Listyourself.net.
Listyourself.net to be in the 411 directory. And there are the directories that you can join, local directories, Chamber of Commerce, different business organization directories, Black Book. That's just what I'm listening, so that's why I keep saying them. What else? What else did we talk about? I think that was it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Just make sure that you are online. People can find you. You'll need it for your customers. You'll need it for business credit, funding. You'll need it. So, your DMB, your DUNS number, EIN. You should have those anyway.
Yes.
So that wraps us up for this episode. Thank you for joining us. And we will be back with the third episode, which is what we'll be talking about, keeping track of your money. So bookkeeping, accounting. We may
dabble
a little in credit and
little tax.
A little shun shun. You know what I'm saying? We may have a little sneak leak interview. I don't know. We'll see. We're gonna see who pop through. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. That's what we got for today. And we do appreciate you for coming through and going with all of our rambles.
Yes.
There will be some links somewhere. Don't forget to check us out. I don't never say this, that we are on other places.
Yeah.
So we're on the YouTube. We have a Patreon. If you want to support us, it's Women's History Month.
Not the fist. That is not for Women's History.
Come through. You know what I'm saying? Look at her. Look at her. Support her. You know what I mean? So if you want to join us on Patreon, become a patron. We have all kind of stuff on Patreon.
Just come be a patron on Patreon.
I'm not cutting any of this out. I'm just going to upload this the way it is.
So embarrassing, y'all. I'm not cutting it out.
Okay, so yes, we have YouTube, we have Patreon, we are on all streaming platforms for the podcast, so make sure you check us out wherever you enjoy your podcast. And yeah, that's it. Catch you next time on Next Level Blueprint Podcast.
Thank you. Bye.